Welcome back to season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, Jean Tien. This season, we explore the concept of truth. Each one of my guests has been handpicked by me for their powerful and inspiring stories of how they've been able to remove the social conditioning behind success and start to truly live that authentic, successful lifestyle. I hope that their stories will inspire you to start to do the same and find what success truly means to you. Hey everybody, this is Jean. Welcome to another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic with me, your host. And I am so excited to be here with you for another week of another myth being debunked of what it takes to be successful. And so I hope you have been enjoying this little mini series within season 3 of this podcast. I've certainly enjoyed recording it. And there's a couple of more myths that I want to debunk before I end the season. And I will have one more amazing special guest coming. So definitely stay tuned. So today's myth that I would like to debunk is all you need for success is to put your head down and work hard. How many of you guys have heard that or have been told that, right? And we often hear it when there's a lot of change happening in an organization and people are like, "Ooh, I'm really nervous. I don't really know what to do." And a lot of people just say, "Look, I'm going to put my head down, keep it down and work hard." And there is absolutely some validity to that. There's absolutely some truth to it. And I absolutely agree in the concept that don't get yourself all roused up with what's happening on the outside. Just focus on the areas that you can control. And from that aspect, I absolutely agree. It is a good strategy to pursue when there's a lot of change happening in the organization. But that's not what I am talking about. What I am talking about is this age-old saying or quote-unquote wisdom that is out there. And if you Google, just like if you go to Google right now and you type in, what does it take to be successful? One of the things that you will see is to keep your head down and work hard. That is one of the advice that is constantly out there and it's circulating. And I will say that there is a certain level of validity to it as well under this context. But after a certain point in your career, especially if you're at the point where you've already achieved a certain level of success in your career or in your life, and you're ready to take it to that next level, and you're not really sure how to do it, and you're feeling very frustrated because you're continuing to put your head down and work hard, but now it's not necessarily working in the same ways as it did when you first entered the corporate space or when you first started to work, right? And the reason that this is happening, the reason that this age-old wisdom is no longer working for you is because you have reached a certain point in your life where it's not just about the doing and there's more that's required. But the thing is that when people keep telling you to just keep your head down and work hard, they're actually doing you a disservice when you are at this point in your career. And I call it your success barrier that you've hit, right? It's like the glass ceiling, but it's your success barrier. And it's not just for women, it's for women and men and every person of color or whatever it is. As long as you're human, we all come across this success barrier that we all hit. So the way to break through your success barrier is to actually lift your head up and to look at what is available outside of this limited perimeter that you've been focused on while you have been keeping your head down and working hard, looking to achieve the success that you think is going to come, that other people have told you it's going to come by doing that. So this is something that I actually discovered as I was putting together my last keynote speech. And I would love for us to just do this exercise together. So for those of you who are watching and listening, like if you're driving, don't do this. Please don't do this because it's so dangerous if you're going to do this exercise while you're driving. So just wait until you are not driving and you are in a secure spot. And so if for those of you who are, and there's this little thing on my eyelash that's like really annoying right now, so I'm just gonna forget it a little, sorry. So for those of you who are sitting in a comfortable position or standing in a comfortable position, wherever you are, not in the car, and you are able to do this exercise, I would love for you to just put your head down and look down. If you're sitting at the desk, which I happen to be right now, I'll look at my desk, which is in front of me, but look down even further than that. Push your chair out and look down even further than that, and you'll see the ground. And this advice of look, you know, put your head down and work hard and you'll succeed. If you actually literally put your head down, what happens in that situation is that this advice is actually, and I don't know where it started from, but whomever started it, whomever is passing it around, what this advice is actually doing is it is training you physically and psychologically to keep your head down, to focus on the lowest part about yourself, the most basic part about yourself. And if you try to look around you, right, what you would see is a very limited perimeter of your space. You have a very limited perception of what is available to you. You have a few feet in front, a few feet to the side, and you know, you can't really see in the back, right? You can only see a little bit behind you. And so you're constantly being trained to look at the next step and the next step and the next step. And baby steps are great, especially when we're looking at creating these huge things, but there's also a time and a place to look up. And so if you're looking at where to go next, if you're looking at how do you break through your success barrier so that you can get to the next step, so that you can become even more successful, to be able to achieve your fullest potential, then it is time to stop looking down, and it is time to start looking around you. But more importantly, it's time to start looking up. So I'd like for you to look up, and if you're indoors, you'll see your ceiling, but imagine if that ceiling wasn't there and you will see the sky. You'll see the clouds. You'll see this vastness, this openness that is available to all of us right now. It's literally available. All you have to do is go outside and it is there. And this is so important because the openness, the vastness, the availability of it all is, in my mind, what we are here to discover. It is what is available for all of us to be able to discover. And when we start to look up, we start to allow ourselves to wonder and our minds to wander about what else is available for us at this time. And we start to see the vastness. And what it starts to do is it starts to open our minds and our hearts up to the possibilities that are available, rather than to just focus on the little, like, you know, few feet of things that are available to us. Now, here's how it interplays, right? Because we're always looking at how we can use one to be able to integrate into ourselves, is that when we start to look out there, there's a lot of things that are very much available to us. And sometimes we get a little nervous about it. We get a little scared, right? Are we really the right person to do this? Can this really happen for us? Is it really possible that we can be the lucky ones? And they're not lucky. They just discovered this part of themselves probably sooner than we have, right? And when we start to look at that, it's amazing because there's so many things, but it's so important to go back to what I call your North Star locator. And it's really about understanding who you are and finding the things that you want. And it's not necessarily about chasing after everything, because does everything really matter to us? And for most of us, and I bet you for all of us, the answer is going to be no. But there are going to be things that excite us, that matter to us, that we feel compelled to pursue, that no matter how many falls, that we're going to keep getting up. And it's important for us to discover that. And sometimes what happens is when we discover that, thing, right, that keeps us going, it's going to be that thing that scares the living heck out of us because it actually matters to us a ton, a ton. And so this is when it's important to start looking at it from baby steps perspective, right? And like looking at which direction is it that we want to go. We place ourselves in the right direction. And then we start to look down to say, okay, what's the next step? And the next step. But it's never to forget to look up, because that's where our North Star is. The stars are up in the skies, right? They're not at our feet, but our feet is the action that we take to reach the stars. And so there is that interplay between the ground and the sky. But unfortunately, we're constantly being reminded to look down, to look down, to look down. But when we look down, we stop dreaming about what's possible, about the stars. We stop wandering and wondering. And we think we're doing all the right things. But the problem is that we're being led by something that's outside of us. We're not being led by what we value as important. And when we start to follow what other people say, this is where we get lost and where we get frustrated and where we feel unfulfilled, no matter what level of success we've achieved. And success is not about material things. I mean, it can be, but really at the end of the day, even those material things represent something to us. It may mean that we've made it. It may mean that we feel a certain thing, right, with those material things. It's never just about the material things, because we all know that we get the shiny new toy and then 10 minutes later, it's like, okay, on to the next thing. And we've all had those experiences. And what those experiences demonstrate for us is that those are the things that really never matter to us, that it's like fun for 10 minutes, but there's something bigger and grander that it was supposed to bring to us, and it probably didn't. And so that's why we're on to that next thing to find it. And so this is where it is so important to really be able to hone in on what I call your North Star locator, so that we don't waste the resources that we have available to us on the things that don't matter. But more importantly, it's like we are constantly guided by the North Star instead of by some random advice given by some random person that may or may not have any applicability into what we're about right now and right here and now and at this point in time. So this is the debunking of the myth that in order to succeed, you have to keep your head down and work hard. In order to succeed, the truth of the matter is that in order to succeed, it is so important for you to look up, for you to daydream about what it is that is possible for you. And then upon something you'll find in terms of within you that will just drive you to keep going and going and going. And you get to lead by that, and you put your head down, and you work towards it, you ignore the noise around you. And then you keep looking up and wondering and thinking and finding and discovering. And that's how you get to the place of what I call the expansion zone, where you're constantly up leveling. You're constantly discovering. You're constantly breaking through barriers that never really existed in the first place. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Welcome to all of my new listeners and followers. Thank you so much. If you know of anybody who would benefit from these messages from the show, please feel free to forward. The more that we can spread the message, the more that we can really start to pursue the things that make us happy. And can you imagine if we had a million more happy people on this earth and what it would be like, especially in this day and age? So I will see you guys next week. Make sure to tune in. Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.